Hello, this is Michelle Martin from NPR News. You've heard the appeals for your support, and you might be thinking, my contribution won't make that much of a difference. Let me tell you, it will. Public radio was founded on the idea that listeners are the most important source of station revenue. Our listeners are the reason that public radio is free of commercial and political influence. Here's something else you should know. Most listeners donate $100 or less. That you give, no matter the amount, is more important than what you give. So please, help preserve public radio's editorial independence by giving what you can. Right now, every dollar makes a difference, especially yours. And thank you.
And thank you, Michelle. I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Larry Mueller, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, listener support is such a big part of why Kathleen Dunn is available to you right now. So make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can help keep Wisconsin Public Radio pledge drives short. Instead of the usual 12 days, this drive's only 6 days long.
Woohoo!
Yeah, thank heavens. It doesn't mean that we need less money, though, isn't it, Cheryl?
No.
Just means that we have to get there faster. So give now. Make it happen at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we'll be talking with guest Andy Borowitz, comedian, satirist, and author of The 50 Funniest American Writers, an anthology of humor from Mark Twain to The Onion. This is just another example of the great guests that Kathleen brings to you each and every morning. Discussions like this are possible, though, because of your financial support. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you didn't think you could give enough to make a difference, I hope you will think again. Listener donations make up more than a third of our budget, but that doesn't mean we're asking you for a huge gift.
Many first-time donors, in fact, give $5 a month for their Wisconsin Public Radio listening. The joy is you get to decide the amount that works for you. And please know it really does make a difference for us. Don't put it off any longer. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us reach that goal of 80 calls
this
hour.
We're still looking for 80 pledges in the next 50 minutes or so. Help out now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge now, WPR.org.
Borowitz is our guest now, writer and comedian whose work appears in The New Yorker. How's that? He's a New Yorker writer. And also at his website, BorowitzReport.com. He's written a number of books. He is the first ever winner. I hope he has this prominently displayed of the National Press Club's Humor Award and a two-time finalist for the Thurber Prize for American Humor. He has a new book, which is a collection of the 50 Funniest American Writers, an anthology of humor from Mark Twain to The Onion. Who do you think is on this? Well, I can't read all 50 right now, but Mark Twain, O. Henry, Sinclair Lewis, Dorothy Parker, H.L. Mencken, Lenny Bruce, Tom Wolfe, Hunter Thompson, Woody Allen, Philip Roth, Nora Ephron, George Carlin, Dave Barry, Calvin Trillin, one of our favorites, Molly Ivins, another, and many, many more. I don't know how many I just read there. So he's with us to talk about this question. And Andy, hi.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Hi, Andy. There you are.
There
I am. You're... Thank you so much for being where you are and joining us.
I'm right around the corner from the New York Public Library. I'm in a studio here. This is the first time we've ever spoken with this kind of audio quality because usually I'm calling you in on a telephone. So
you sound even better than you ever have.
Better than ever.
I believe that. So you asked this question in the intro to the book, which is just a legitimate question. It's impossible, if it's impossible to say who the 50 funniest American writers are, why did you give this anthology a title like The 50 Funniest American Writers? Please, an honest answer.
Well, my honest answer is to sell books, because whenever you come up with a list, it becomes kind of a game. I mean, it annoys some people, and people say, wait a minute, why isn't he on the list, and why did he get on? And you just get more people talking. Plus, if you decide you're just going to do 50, it automatically forces you to be more selective. And I wanted this to be like a compact unpretentious, if you will, bathroom book. I wanted this to be a book that everybody could have in his or her home, and that, you know, grandparents would think was funny because they have people like, you know, Mark Twain in it, and then, you know, mom would like it because Molly Ivins and Dave Barry is in the book, and then the kids would like it because The Onion and some of the younger people are in it too. And you know, then there are people that just please everybody, like George Carlin. I dare you to find somebody who doesn't find George Carlin funny, although I'm sure they're out there waiting to call. It's just a fun book. I really loved doing this. I really put my heart into it, and the response so far has been amazing. It is, believe it or not, a bestseller after being out for like four days.
Oh, Andy, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
So you've chosen a good path in your life so that to be a hilarious, sincere person. I love what you said in the intro of how you became a comedian.
Well, yes. Well, I when I was growing up, I really wanted to know how to get women. I mean, that's the goal of every red-blooded American boy, I think. And I went to the source, what I thought was the sort of oracle for how women behave, what they respond to, and that would be Playboy centerfolds, because
of course.
Playboy centerfolds are accompanied by something called the Playmate data sheet, where they say what their turn-ons and turn-offs are. And always, really without fail, the Playmate would say that her turn-on was a sense of humor and her turn-offs were phony people. So I just thought I would be very sincere and hilarious, and then just the girls would come pouring in, and Playboy bunnies, no less. And it really didn't turn out that way up until just, you know, a few years ago. But I got married. But, you know, what did happen was when I was a teenager and I had all those lonely dateless nights, I would sit at home and I would read things like Woody Allen's collection Without Feathers. And there are these, you know, hilarious prose pieces he wrote for The New Yorker. And there was something so amazing about reading something on a piece of paper that would actually make you laugh. I think it's the same thing people get when they read like a Stephen King novel and they're scared from something that's
right.
Printed on a piece of... I mean, that is an astonishing work of magic or alchemy. I don't want to get too highfalutin here, but there's something amazing about reading something written down that just makes you laugh out loud. So a couple years ago, the Library of America, which... besides Wisconsin Public Radio, might be the best nonprofit organization in the country. They preserve American literature, and they do such a great job. And the Library of America came to me, and they said, we'd like you to put together a humor anthology. And I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to do, like, a playlist of my 50 favorite pieces. I'm not going to think about, is this a historical history book of humor, because that sounds so boring. I'm just going to find 50 really, really funny pieces. And I put this together. It was a joy to put together. And it's so gratifying that people are responding the way they are because, you know, I want to keep this whole prose humor thing alive while we're all still reading.
Good for you. Good for you. And some of it is even highfalutin literature, too, with people like Mark Twain. We'll talk about more of the people who are on the 50 funniest American writers in a moment with Andy Borowitz, who is our guest this hour, writer and comedian whose work appears in The New Yorker and at BorowitzReport.com. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Larry Mueller, here to ask you for your support of the programs that you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are almost to the end of our Half the Time pledge drive, so your gift right now is essential. At 7 o'clock tonight, this drive is over. Tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs fundraising free, so I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 72 more pledges in the next 45 minutes in support of the Kathleen Dunn Show and everything you hear and enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong and it helps to keep the pledge drive short, just 6 days instead of 12. So make your contribution. Don't delay. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio is quite a lot like a statewide town hall. It's where people come together to hear about topics and issues they care about, to ask questions, to share information.
And because you benefit from this community, we're asking you to step up and help pay for it. Your support is a very important piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. Be a part of this great tradition with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's a good deal. You can receive the 50 Funniest American Writers book as a thank you gift for your pledge of $180 or more. Your pledge will help support the programs, and you'll enjoy the thank you gift as well. That's the book, The 50 Funniest American Writers, for your pledge of $180 or more. Your pledge of any amount, of course, supports WPR programs. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Less is more. You've heard the expression less is more, and we've applied this idea to our fall fundraiser. It's called the Half the Time Pledge Drive. We've cut the drive down from the usual 12 days to just 6. Less fundraising means more programming, but it only works if you give now. And here's how.
You can give now online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Good morning, I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Larry Mueller, here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio and The Kathleen Dunn Show. Maybe your gift is $50, maybe it's $100 or $500. Whatever the amount you choose, that's the right amount for you and for us. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you may not have heard this in the last week or so, but we've actually shortened the fall pledge drive.
What?
We went from 12 days to 6. We're asking for your contributions right now to make sure we have the money it takes to make the programs you count on. So give as generously as you can, dollar or two a week, any amount that fits your budget, but do it now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, it is the last day of our Half the Time pledge drive. It ends tonight at 7 o'clock. This is your last chance during the drive to pledge in support of Kathleen Dunn and the wonderful guests that she and Rhonda Fanning and Chrissy Pease bring to you weekday mornings. Your financial support during this hour is so crucial. And when we meet the overall goal for this drive, we'll be better able to plan for the future.
Your financial gift does this. It allows us to bring you the programs you rely on. So take a moment to think about how much Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you. Then phone in a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org, putting your contribution to work right away by making your pledge online with your credit card.
Takes just a moment of your time, and you'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed every single day. Your contribution, any amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Gives essential support to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now, Larry, we're still looking for, 68 pledges in the next 40 minutes. That's completely doable. So help out now. Make your pledge of support to the Kathleen Dunn Show and everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The drive ends at 7 o'clock tonight. We need a big, big response right now to raise what it takes to pay for the program. So don't delay. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, when you pledge $180 or more a year, that's $15 a month. Be sure to ask for the book, The 50 Funniest American Writers. That's with your pledge of $15 a month or more. Pledge now in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Please do donate right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Borowitz is our guest, and his book is The 50 Funniest American Writers, an anthology of humor from Mark Twain to The Onion. He's a funny guy, that Andy Borowitz, and we're welcoming phone calls for him as well. 800, if you'd like to join the conversation, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Let's do a little bit of political humor. The essay that starts the book, I believe, Mark Twain's essay, A Presidential Candidate, where he talks about being a runaway from the Battle of Gettysburg.
Well, this is what's amazing about Mark Twain, as opposed to a lot of humor writers, especially political humor writers, is that his stuff is so modern now. It hasn't dated at all. And basically, what Mark Twain does in this piece is says, I'm going to be a presidential candidate, and I'm aware that the press is going to dredge up a lot of dirt on me. So I'm just going to get it all out there right now before anyone else does. And he then proceeds for 3 pages to talk about the most villainous stuff in the world that anybody could possibly do. He chased his grandfather up a tree and gave him a heart attack and killed him and all this stuff. But, you know, as you read this, you think this is so preferable to the system we have now where, you know, a guy like Governor Mark Sanford has to go out there after he's been in office and say that, you know, he was hiking the Appalachian Trail or whatever. You know, it's just a great idea to get out there and say all the terrible stuff before other people do.
Whatever happened to Sanford? They come and they go, don't they?
They do, and in his case, it's so great that he went. I mean, that's such a good thing.
That's such a good thing, huh? Let's go to Eugene from Viola, who wants to make a comment about somebody who I believe is on
my
the list.
My favorite author.
Hi. Yeah, hey. Eugene.
Oh, good. My favorite author, O. Henry.
Uh-huh.
William Sidney Porter. He wrote 12 books, 275 stories. You never knew how the story would end until the last couple of paragraphs. And his classic was A Ransom of Red Chief, a story about two guys in Alabama get the bright idea to kidnap a banker's son and hold him for ransom. Not only do they give him back, but they pay the banker for taking him back.
And he's on the list, Andy.
Not only is he on the list, that story is in the book. So you have excellent taste, sir. that is one of the great all-time stories. I mean, O. Henry, this is one thing I loved about putting together the book, was that there are funny humor pieces like that one that I described by Mark Twain and Woody Allen and Calvin Trillin and people like that. But then there are also great short stories. And O. Henry was one of the great American short story writers, period. There's the O. Henry Prize is a prize that's given out every year to great short stories in America. And it was really fun finding who were the great short story writers who wrote funny stories. This is a real surprising one. John Hughes, the guy who directed Pretty in Pink and The Breakfast Club and, of course, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He started his career writing for National Lampoon. He wrote a story called Vacation 57, which has really not been seen anywhere. It came out in National Lampoon years ago, but it hasn't been anthologized anywhere. And it's a story about a vacation, family vacation that went bad. And, of course, it became the basis for that very successful series of Chevy Chase films. But it's a brilliant, beautifully written, hilarious short story. And you can't find it anywhere else except for this book. And that was one of the fun things about putting together an anthology, was I got a sense that I could dig up these treasures that no one's seen before. And, of course, everybody worth his salt has seen The Ransom of Red Chief, but there are going to be some people, some kids who've never read that.
Sure.
It's fun to put together a classic like that next to something we haven't seen, like the John Hughes piece.
Yeah. I was interested in the Tom Wolfe piece on the Secret Vice custom tailoring, and it made me think of I was thinking of Wall Street in a whole different way, Andy, that you can probably tell those who have a whole lot of dough, the upper 1% that we're talking about, who have custom tailoring.
Well, Dorothy Parker, who's also in the book, had a great line where she says, you can tell what God thinks of money when you see who he gave it to. And I love that quote. She's in the book, too. There's a lot of satire in the book by journalists. I mean, Tom Wolfe would just do a great report. He'd do, you know, a factual nonfiction story, which turned out to be satirical just by showing what it was all about, people getting these custom-tailored shirts, etc. And, of course, Hunter S. Thompson's in the book because he really sort of, along with Tom Wolfe, pioneered this whole school of, it's the cliche is to call it gonzo journalism, but it's, you know, where the journalist really became a part of the story in a way. And so those two are in there. There's just a lot of great journalism that also qualifies as really funny American writing.
Mm-hmm. And did you come up with, getting back to how this whole thing happened, did you come up with your 50 and then the American, what's the name of the organization?
Library of America.
Yeah, Library of America. Did they have a different 50 or were you guys in sync?
Well, here's, I'll give you the sausage making story here. I came up with a list of 100 because I wanted to see, you know, there was chance that we'd have consensus and chance that we would disagree. But I said, here's 100. Out of these 100, you come back with who you think are the top 50. And they came back. And really, there were only two or three that we disagreed about. We came very, very close because really with a list like this, I mean, you look at the back of the book and look who's there. I mean, you read some of their names, but it's really hard to see too many of these people who you wouldn't want in a book like this. Now, there are surprises. For example, Langston Hughes. We don't think of him as a hilarious.
Very surprising, writer. Right.
Really surprising. But Library of America brought to my attention that Langston Hughes wrote a series of stories that were very, very popular in their day called the Simple Stories. He had this character named Simple who was a Harlem guy, kind of a rascal. But he was sort of a naive character in a way who would just say the truth. And the truth out of his mouth was hilarious. So that's another thing I sort of feel like these were stories that were very popular to their audience in their time, but we're kind of bringing them back. And it enables us to look at somebody like Langston Hughes and say, whoa, he was actually a different kind of writer than I thought. He could do more things. And, you know, Philip Roth is another one. We think of Philip Roth now as the Philip Roth of the Nobel Prize and the Pulitzer and the National Book Award. And he's one of our sort of American, you know, he's an icon at this point. But he started his career writing Goodbye Columbus, and he was really a funny comedy writer. That was his main mode that he worked in. And so we have a very funny piece by him in here. It's just fun to look at some writers who we take so seriously and realize, oh, wait a minute, they were also very gifted, you know, at this other thing.
Andy Borowitz, our guest, and his book is The 50 Funniest American Writers. Andy, a frequent guest of ours, and we love having him on Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's our Half the Time Pledge Drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Larry Mueller, and we have just 8.5 hours left to go in this very short 6-day drive, and we're asking for your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift of $1 a week or maybe $1 a day, whatever amount is comfortable for you, is all it takes to make this Half the Time Drive a success. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, we're looking for 57 more pledges in the next 30 minutes or so. That is completely doable if you've already given. Thank you so much for your support of WPR. But if not, help us to stay on track and help make our Half the Time Pledge Drive a big success. You can do so by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might wonder what your pledge pays for, and we have a toll-free number, for example, so you can call in your questions, and we rely on newspapers, magazine subscriptions, internet services, so that we can research the topics of the day. All of those things and so many more have costs associated with them, and your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 helps pay for them.
And you get to decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge helps to pay for the programs that you love on WPR, like The Kathleen Dunn Show. Consider asking for the book, The 50 Funniest American Writers, as your thank you gift when you give $180 or more. That's just $15 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you enjoy this program during the week, and maybe you also enjoy Zorba Pastor on Your Health or Car Talk or old-time radio drama on the weekend. We've got something for every day of the week, and the weekends, I think, are kind of extra fun.
They sure are. And your pledge right now helps to support everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, from Click and Clack to Kathleen Dunn. It's easy to donate. Just go online at WPR.org or go to your phone, 888-202-2552.
You can choose one of several ways to pay your pledge. One of them is ongoing monthly installments directly from your bank account. Once it's set up, your membership automatically renews. You don't have to even think about it again.
It's a great way to be a sustaining member of WPR. It saves paper, it's easy, and it's the most cost-effective choice, meaning your pledge goes that much further. So start your sustaining membership right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2555. 5-2. And Larry, look, we have about 56 pledges to go this hour. Again, it's a big goal. It's a half the time drive. These goals are very large, but it's because we know that you have come through for us in the past, and we know you can do it again. Please make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is a choice. It's not a requirement. WPR is a resource you share with other listeners. Mm-hmm. And when you contribute, you share the cost of keeping this station on the air. And that way, no one has to pay more than they can afford.
You might not be able to give right now, and we understand that. But if you can afford a gift, no matter what the amount, it will make a big difference to you and to your community. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org. Put your contribution to work right away by making your pledge with your credit card.
It takes just a minute of your time, and you'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed every single day. WPR.org. And thanks.
Our phone number, if you'd like to speak with him on air, is 800-486-8655. And Robert from Stevens Point, Andy, is with us. Hi, Robert.
Hello. Yes, I was just wondering, Does your book contain any reference to the late Texan stand-up comic Bill Hicks, whose fame is largely posthumous, but was infamous for jokes on everything from the war on drugs to Waco to the Gulf War to Clarence Thomas confirmation and celebrity sellouts?
All right, Andy?
Noam Chomsky with sex jokes, although he didn't quite phrase it that way. I'm cleaning it up.
Andy?
Are you hearing me okay?
Oh, I hear you fine. There we go. Hi, Andy.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear him?
We're having some transmission problems from New York to
Wisconsin.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
But if we can raise enough money for Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm sure we can straighten those out. I'm sure that's what it's all about.
Hey, there you go.
I think we have a little bit of a delay, but I'm going to try to accommodate that by talking more quickly and then stopping abruptly. I did hear the call. Bill Hicks is one of my all-time favorite stand-up comedians. He's not in the book, and here's why. I'll tell you. The best way to enjoy Bill Hicks is to see video of him on YouTube or to listen to recordings of him. It would not be to write down Bill Hicks's jokes and read them. So too much is lost in the translation. I had a rule about stand-up comedians when I put together this book. I decided I would only use stand-up comedians who actually wrote books and wrote their stuff down in a way that was meant to be enjoyed as prose. Because to me, a book where there are millions of great stand-up comedians, Chris Rock, Bill Hicks, Mitch Hedberg, you could go down the list of people who are some of the funniest stand-ups of all time. And if you just wrote down their routines and then read them, it would be extremely dry and would not at all capture what's great about them. Now, George Carlin, in addition to being a stand-up comedian, was a best-selling author. He wrote several books. He was really, in a sense, a writer first and foremost. He was constantly writing. And his books are really enjoyable and laugh-out-loud funny. And so it's an arbitrary distinction I made. I said, you know, stand-ups had to actually write a book or write it down in a way that was published to make the cut. But the beauty of living in this day and age is that you can go on YouTube and watch Bill Hicks all day if you want to, and you're in for a treat if you do. Love Bill Hicks.
Oh, that sounds a good way to spend a day.
It
particularly
does.
After you didn't get into the World Series. You know? People are a little down today.
I know. Sorry about that. I was avoiding that topic.
Well, let's talk about Texas, because it does bring to mind Texas. And my husband and I had a bit of a disagreement about Texas the other night, because I was trying to find some good things that have come out of the state, and I did overlook, and how could I forget, Molly Ivins, who's in the book, and she is one of the good things to come out of Texas.
Molly Ivins, and it's interesting, it's very timely you bring this up, because I'm actually going to Austin, Texas, this weekend to go to the Texas Book Festival. And about 7 years ago, I think it was, I was in Austin for the Texas Book Fair, Book Festival, and I did a panel, believe it or not, with Jim Hightower. He's another good thing
that has
come
sweetheart.
Out of Texas.
Yes.
Jim Hightower. and Molly Ivins. So I got to actually meet Molly Ivins before she tragically was taken from us a few years ago. And Molly Ivins was just like a joke machine. Everything out of her mouth was hilarious. I just was like, whoa. I just sort of jumped back in awe. She was so great. And I have a great piece in here by Molly Ivins. And Molly Ivins basically figured out what Mark Twain knew years earlier, which is sometimes just writing down the facts is funny enough. And if you live in a place like Texas and you're covering politics, you just don't have to do very much. You just have to observe. And she was so great at that. And I was doing some research. I was trying to see, like, if we took the greatest, the funniest American writers who aren't with us anymore, if they were on Twitter now, what would they say? And I went and tried to find quotes from them all that would actually work as tweets. And this is an actual quote from Molly Ivins. She said, "Next time I tell you that somebody from Texas should not be president, will you please listen?" And I just love that. It's as true today as it was when she said it.
Mm. Somebody who may not be on the air much longer and has given us so many years of quiet kind of humor, but smart humor too, Garrison Keillor.
He's not going to be on much longer?
Well, what did he say, 2013? That seems like a long way away to me. But, you know, if you're Garrison Keillor, you have to make plans for who will succeed him.
I see. Well, there's only one Garrison Keillor. And actually, Garrison Keillor, we think of him as doing that great show, The Prairie Home Companion. But he's a great short story writer. And actually, the piece in this book, which is, I believe it's called the Tip Top What is it? It's called the Tip Top Club. Is that the name of it? Let me just make sure.
Yes,
I've
it
got
is.
Right.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The Tip Top Club. Yes.
And it's all, you would love it because it's all about radio. You know, it's all about, you know, a radio station trying to engineer better ratings for one of their very kind of homespun shows. And, you know, it's funny, this show you how, you know, Garrison Keillor sort of spans the generations. I first learned about the Tip Top Club piece because I was having lunch with a good friend of mine, Scott Dickers, who for many years was the editor of The Onion. And he said, you know, the one piece you really ought to consider for this collection is the Tip Top Club. And, you know, it's funny. I never would have thought that would be the piece that a guy from The Onion would think was hilarious. But it turns out that a lot of funny writers are also big fans of other funny writing and love to read. It makes perfect sense. And
how
as
can
long
you not
as we're,
love a piece on the Tip Top Club? Andy Borowitz is our
so
guest,
great.
And the book is The 50 Funniest American Writers. And you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you, Kathleen. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Larry Mueller. And Larry, just 8.5 hours left in this half-the-time pledge drive to raise money in support of the programs you value on Wisconsin Public Radio.
All right. This is the last day of this pledge drive, and it's coming to an end. The success of this drive really depends on you at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on, like the Kathleen Dunn Show. Help us raise those funds in just half the days of a normal drive, 6 days instead of 12. In this hour, Larry, we're looking for 46 more pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. Make your pledge now online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know you can get headlines and sound bites in other places, but where do you go for the in-depth discussion?
Why, the Ideas Network, of course.
Of course.
Where else? Here, you don't just get a 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth. You get plenty of time to develop ideas and ask questions. WPR is a great source for in-depth information, and your support right now at WPR.org makes it possible.
This hour, we're talking with Andy Borowitz, comedian, satirist, and author of The 50 Funniest American Writers, an anthology of humor from Mark Twain to The Onion, a book you can receive for a pledge of $180 or more.
That's $15 a month. And this book reaches back to Mark Twain and forward to contemporary masters like David Sedaris and Ian Frazier, Bernie Mac, Wanda Sykes, and George Saunders.
Your donation supports the program you love, and you can also get this nice thank you gift with your pledge of $180 or more. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-252.
Show your support of the Kathleen Dunn Show with your pledge of support. You know, radio, it's the perfect form of media because it complements anything else you're doing. If you want to sit on the couch and just listen, you can.
But you don't have to. Unlike TV or reading, you can drive while you're listening to the radio, get ready for work, clean the house, go jogging, whatever.
Radio is great, and it doesn't drain your energy. It adds to and enriches anything else you're doing. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and your contribution at WPR.org helps keep it all going.
Pledges have been coming in for $5 up through thousands of dollars, actually, and maybe you're considering a pledge of $1,000. Your $1,000 contribution will play a major role in supporting this station and make it available to anyone who wants to listen. Your pledges, any amount is appreciated. We'll help you set it up at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Listener support is such a big part of why Kathleen Dunn is available to you right now. So make your donation in support of all the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry, just 44 pledges to go in the next 15 minutes or so. What's that website and number again?
That website is WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Go online or phone and make your contribution right now. And thank you.
Andy Borowitz is our guest, and the book is The 50 Funniest American Writers, according to Andy Borowitz. Must be nice, Andy, to have that list with your name attached to it. You chose The 50 Funniest American Writers.
Very godlike position. Really, for the first time in my life, right. Probably the last time. But
you never know.
You never know. I don't know what else I could choose, though. But it was just a kick, and it was such an honor to be chosen by Library of America because they, in general, I don't know how familiar your listeners are with Library of America. They do these very formal, black-covered, serious anthologies of writers like Nathaniel Hawthorne and Edith Wharton and people like that. And for them to come to me and say, do you want to do a really funny book? It just came totally out of the blue, and it was a huge honor. And I can honestly say I've done a lot of stuff in my career. I've done TV and, of course, you know, the Borowitz Report, stuff like that that I'm a little better known for. But I don't think I've done anything that I feel as strongly as I do about this book. This was just a real labor of love, and I'm just so proud of it and so thrilled that I was able to be involved in it.
Yeah. Woody Allen, he's done some really funny joke routines. We do joke shows about four times a year. You have chosen a look at organized crime.
Yeah, it's a very, very silly piece. I mean, this is from the golden age of Woody Allen in the 60s and 70s wrote some of the funniest pieces, a lot of them for The New Yorker, that have ever been published anywhere. One of my favorite jokes from this period, I don't know if you've done this on your joke show, but he did a piece about mythical beasts and creatures like out of Greek mythology, but he created his own. And he was describing one of these mythical creatures, and he said, he called it the Mighty Roe for some reason. He said, the Mighty Roe has the head of a lion and the body of a lion, but not the same lion. And I thought that was really kind of an inspired idea.
Philip Roth, Letters to Einstein. makes you laugh just to think about it, right?
just the title and the author. It's such a silly piece. Again, when you think of Philip Roth now, we take him so seriously, but he doesn't take himself that seriously. I'm not going to step on Philip Roth. I'm just going to say you have to get the book and see what that's all about. But it's a very, very silly.
Yeah, it's a good one. The Kentucky Derby, is this Hunter Thompson, that piece, isn't it?
Yeah,
Kentucky Derby is decadent.
And depraved. Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson, he really kind of changed journalism in a good way. And he's known for the saying, which I really like, which he said, I wouldn't recommend drugs, guns, violence, and insanity to anybody, but it's always worked for me. And this piece really sort of shows him at his kind of out of control best. He's just covering the Kentucky Derby, and it's just this completely unhinged, hilarious narrative.
I wonder if people will be surprised how many really high quality authors are involved in this anthology that you've put together. And did you have to whittle it down? Did you find, Andy, that there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them?
Well, to be honest, I did read hundreds and hundreds, and there are people I'm sorry aren't in the book. Like, they're, you know, especially in the field of novelists, comic novelists, because the problem I found was that a lot of comic novelists, you just can't take 10 pages or 5 pages from Confederacy of Dunces, which is a hilarious book. But if you take 10 pages out of it and put it in an anthology, it just doesn't capture the book. So that's not in there. And there are other humorists of their day who I think people love, like, for example, Max Schulman, who created Dobie Gillis and wrote many, many hilarious books. And, you know, we couldn't fit more than 50. Robert Benchley is another one. I'm already getting hammered. I had no idea that Robert Benchley had so many fans out there who were mad at me. Like, where were they? You never hear people talking about Robert Benchley. And then
no,
I publish a book, and suddenly millions. They're just legions. It's like Occupy Wall Street. They're all coming after me. So I'm sorry. You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do the 50 other funniest American writers in a few years. And I swear, Robert Benchley will be number one. Now, please leave me alone.
Now, what about people who are living who are calling you and saying, Andy, I didn't make the list?
No one's doing that.
Oh, that's
no, good. No one's doing that. I assume what they're doing is they're just going on the internet under aliases and flaming me. I assume that's the way we get out our anger in 2011. We don't confront people directly. It's hard. I'm friends with a lot of really funny writers who aren't in the book. And it's, you know, but on the other hand, let's just keep this in perspective. It's just, as I would say, one schmuck with a laptop. It's just me putting together a list. This isn't like winning the Congressional Medal of Honor or something. So as honors go, it's nice, but I don't think I've changed or ruined anyone's life by including or omitting them.
The Woody Allen piece I'm thinking of, I don't know the title, but maybe you've heard this. It is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. When I play it, I just can't stop laughing. It's the Jewish couple in a moose costume.
That is,
you know,
maybe
that piece?
That is maybe the single. Now, that, again, wouldn't be as funny written down as it is hearing him do it.
Hearing him say it. It's.
But that is maybe the single funniest stand-up routine, the funniest story, made-up story, ever performed by
Andy.
Anybody.
So glad we have the same sense of humor then.
Oh, but when they wind up in the moose costume, and especially on Saturdays, I mean, it's just everybody needs to find that somewhere online.
Yes.
That is really just unbelievably great. And you know what was interesting in putting this collection together? American humor, the influences, you know, Woody Allen is one of the great icons of American humor. But before Woody Allen, there was Ring Lardner, and Ring Lardner was a big influence on S.J. Perlman. S.J. Perlman was a huge influence on Woody Allen, and Woody Allen was a huge influence on Chris Rock. I mean, there's this incredible. So we go from Ring Lardner to Chris Rock, and so that's, again, that was the fun thing about when I put together the 50 funniest. It was fun taking this huge kind of panoramic view, if very incomplete view, of American humor and seeing not just the variety in it, but also the kind of continuity of it.
Yeah. Well, you're a very funny man and a sweetheart for joining us during our pledge drive. Thank you, Andy. Andy Borowitz, and his book is The Funniest American Writers, according to a guy who's a very funny guy, Andy Borowitz. We thank him for being with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
There's less than 9 hours to go in the Wisconsin Public Radio Halftime Pledge Drive. I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Larry Mueller, and this membership drive is over in just over 8 hours, Larry. So that means that pledges right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 are so very important.
And we're looking for 35 pledges in the next 8 minutes or so. And thank you very much if you've already given. If not, help us stay on track. Make our Half the Time Pledge Drive a big success. You can do it by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We really are in the final stretch of this experiment. It's half the time, all the money. We know we can do it with your help, with your pledge. You've been enjoying this conversation with Andy Borowitz, laughing along about the funniest American writers. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and the many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day. Say thank you to Kathleen, Rhonda, and Chrissy for the wonderful shows they bring to you. And then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. So consider asking for Andy's book as well. It's the 50 Funniest American Writers. Ask for that as your thank you gift when you give $180 or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And break it down monthly. That's just $15 a month for the book, the 50 Funniest American Writers, and all the great programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, Larry, we had one donor who likened her contribution to WPR to making stone soup.
Yeah.
She didn't feel that she had much to give, but having learned the lesson from the old children's story, she knew that her contribution, added together with everyone else's, creates something everyone can benefit from.
So let's make some stone soup here on WPR today. If you put in some carrots, someone else is sure to have some potatoes. Altogether, you make up more than one-third of our budget. Add something to the pot right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now in these final hours of the drive. Your pledge at WPR.org help keep the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs that you rely on right now at WPR.org. And of course, you can also pledge online or on the phone at 888-202-2552.
Hello, it's Garrison Keillor here with a message about an innovation that might be of interest to you, and that's sustaining membership. As a sustaining member, you'll have regular monthly deductions from your bank account sent directly to your public radio station. No fussing over checks, no reminders in the mail. You can stop anytime. And here's the best part, it can mean even less on-air fundraising like I'm doing right now. So consider becoming a sustaining member, and thank you.
You can pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks to Garrison Keillor. I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Larry Mueller here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $1,000. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org.
This hour, you can receive the book, The 50 Funniest American Writers by Andy Borowitz, when you make a contribution of $180 or more. Your donation supports the programs you love, and you can also get this nice thank you gift with your pledge of $180 or more. So pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And thanks to all of you who've given so far this pledge drive. Our overall goal for the drive by 7 o'clock tonight is $1 million. Where things stand now, Larry, $856,050. So thank you so much. But if you haven't pledged yet, there's still time. You can help us reach our goal in this Half the Time pledge drive. It ends tonight at 7. So make your pledge now and you'll help us reach the overall goal for the drive.
Why is that important? Because these are the funds we need to bring you the programs you count on all year long. You choose the amount. The important thing is to make that commitment right now.
And all you have to do to donate is go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 34 more pledges in the next 3 minutes or so. Pledges like yours keep us on track to support the programs you count on, and they help reduce on-air fundraising by making this Half the Time drive a success. So thanks very much if you've already given. If you haven't given yet, do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you felt that something was missing when you haven't been able to listen to WPR for a while because you're on vacation or you're camping or you're out of range. And then, you know, that great feeling when you can tune in again.
You hear some familiar voices and you know you're home. And that's when you know that you've just got to have WPR in your life. The way to keep it there is to support it with your dollars. So make your pledge now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552.
Listeners make the work we do here at WPR worthwhile, but members make our work possible. We love bringing you news, music, and intelligent talk every day. In fact, it's a privilege to do so.
But you couldn't get all these great programs if members didn't kick in more than one-third of our budget. Become a member right now. Help make WPR possible with your gift, any amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Just 30 pledges to go. Keep those calls coming through the news in support of the Kathleen Dunn Show and everything you listen to and enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. Our goal of 80 this hour, we can make it happen with your support. How do you pledge? Online at WPR.org, that's WPR.org, or on the phone, 888-202-2552. If you've already pledged, thank you so much, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. And again, pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.